This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan, 6:02 in the a.m. Get your feet on the floor. For many of us, today is Friday, even though today is Thursday. You know what? I'm not liking this whole thing. Why is there condensation on the window? I can't see outside. It's messing with my equilibrium this morning. It's messing with my equilibrium.
I just want you to know there's something that just showed up online.
What?
Rashawn posted it. Apparently, he got it from somebody. What? You're invited to Rob Long's housewarming party, July 5th at 6 p.m., Bel Air, Maryland. Text, email, or inbox Rob for address. Oriole tickets raffle giveaway. Hosted by Mr. Hello, Trippy. Did you hear
that it too? This is real. This is a flyer. This is a real flyer.
I don't know if Rashawn posted it. I don't know if you did it or Trippy, but well done, man. It's got the picture of you sitting back.
In Bel Air, Maryland. Just go to Bel Air.
Well, no, you got an email for the address. Oh, man. These guys. I didn't even get that invite, and I work with him.
You know how Haney doesn't play along with anything?
Nothing.
He plays along with nothing. I mean, he's like the driest human being of all time. Yet he was on air saying, complaining that he didn't get invited to my house once. And I'm like, wait a minute, dude. You don't play along with anything. You choose this one?
But what did he say in between the shows? He goes, if you invited me, I wasn't coming. Like, he pulls no punches when it comes down to it.
I said, it's a hypothetical. So hypothetically, if I invited you, you wouldn't come? And I stared at him. He looked at me. You wouldn't come? Okay, hypothetically, I'd come.
Did I ever tell you the story? So my late 20s or whatever, my buddies owned a place down in Fed Hill.
Right.
That was the party spot. We go there. They had beer pong tables that were made. Like, it's an actual beer pong table where you put the cups in the slots.
Uh-huh.
And so we were over there playing beer pong all night long, and one of my buddies went to a bar around the corner called Mums.
Yes.
All out, you know? So
yes.
So he's over there.
I'm familiar with that place.
Haney was in that bar, and I think the way the story goes, Haney's dad used to own it or something. But long and short of it is, my buddy goes over, and he goes, hey, Jeremy's back here. And he goes, no, he's not. He goes, I'm going to bring him back here, and you're going to, like, starts talking trash to him. You'll see. So then my buddy comes and tags me on the shoulder and goes, hey, Haney's over at this bar. And I'm like, he is? So I walk in, and Haney sees me, and, hey, J-Bar. And then my buddy goes, I told you he's there. He goes, shut up, you pencil neck geek. And now here's my friend, and here's Haney.
You're in the middle.
And I'm like, let's just do a shot. So we did a shot of something called Evil.
Well, Haney drinks that before he comes to work every day. What do you drink this day, Haney? Evil.
He called my buddy a pencil neck geek, and I didn't know if my buddy was offended or thought it was funny. Like, I didn't know what to do either. Like,
I can't believe these guys.
I came over here for a drink
on Twitter about my housewarming.
Jeez,
I think Rob Long's housewarming party, July, or as Ben McDonald would say, July 5th, 6 p.m. Text, July. Email, or inbox Rob for address. Orioles.
The thing that gets me is the Orioles raffle ticket raffle giveaway. Like their door prize if you walk in. Welcome to Rob's party. Here's two in section 108. Guess who gets to be Mr. Splash today? You do. Come on, man.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. People would pay. Stop at nothing, man.
That's brilliant, man.
How'd you spend your Wednesday evening?
Yeah, so I went to trivia last night. I usually play trivia on Wednesdays or Tuesdays, depending on when it fits the schedule. Like, I look at my wife's schedule and try to see when she's off. She just happened to be off last night, and I still went to trivia. No, but I watched a lot
Did
of...
Did you take her with you?
No, she doesn't like going. Because my wife is incredibly intelligent and knows way more important stuff than I do.
She just has one blind spot.
Yeah. I found it.
And you sit right there. You can't see me. Well, go ahead.
But no, she knows like all the medical questions when they come in. But on our team, there's a bunch of nurses. So she always feels like, you know, she's not adding anything. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. But it is kind of fun. I still enjoy it. So I go out all the time and play trivia on the weekends and playoffs and stuff like that. Some of the theme ones. You know, like they'll have office trivia or Game of Thrones or something. I'll go to that. But no, so yesterday.
I would suck at that.
What, those shows?
Game of Thrones. I never watched either one of them.
Can I tell you how we finished second once and won once in the Game of Thrones trivia. And the questions were so ridiculous. It's almost like if you didn't read the books, you're not going to know 10 of those questions.
Because it's like, not part
I did
of the
not
show.
Watch the shows. Right. Yeah. But yeah, like again, I enjoyed doing that. My buddy Brandon owns Charm City Trivia. And it's funny, I met my wife at Charm City Trivia. I think I told you this.
You told me that, yeah.
Yeah, I met her at Charm City Trivia. And then once we started playing trivia, like as her and her friends were coming out.
She lost.
Me and my friends. No, there was a serial killer round.
Really?
And I swept that bitch because that's all I would read up on was stories on serial killers.
Okay.
Like I'm not going to call myself an expert on it, but I know a ton about serial killers, which creeped the hell out of my wife. If that wasn't the sign to leave, as I swept the round by myself, then yeah, and then maybe she's gonna stay for a while.
I went to a Taylor Swift trivia with my daughter and some friends.
How many did you get right?
And we won. You know how many I got right? I was just there.
You got all of them because you're on that team.
I paid the bill at the end of the night.
That's like, do you guys know how many consecutive games Cal Ripken and I played together? Like combined?
Zero.
Just look at his number. Like, look at how we played. If you
Oh, you
add
mean not
mine,
together, but combined.
Yeah, if you
it.
Add mine and you add his, we still have the streak. But like, it's one of those things where.
That looks awful. They just showed Max Scherzer in the dugout. Eyes big, yelling. Can you imagine how that looks?
Well, he's got the two different colored eyes, too. Yeah. That's creepy.
That looked a little creepy.
Yeah.
It did. Ah! Dude, that looked real creepy.
We had some crazy games in baseball yesterday.
It seemed like I watched every one of them yesterday.
I was so mad. I had the Nats under in game two, and it's like 3-1 the whole game, and then I guess you saw the highlights there as they just went off in the late innings. And then I had two prop plays I had yesterday that I just wanted to pull my hair out. I had Jackson Merrill over 1.5 bases. They walked his ass 3 times. And then the one that hurts the first most, Rob, Austin Riley over.
First most?
The first most.
Okay.
Austin Riley over 1.5 bases. He tattoos a ball off the wall, which was almost a home run. He stares at it. Then he starts to run. Turns into a long single. Off the wall.
Who had the grand slam yesterday?
That was Matt Olson.
Matt Olson, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I get them mixed up.
Because Olson hit in front of Riley.
Oh, yeah.
And then Riley tattoos it off the wall, but it was so beautiful he wanted to watch it. And he winds up with one singular base.
Did Devin Williams blow another save yesterday?
Did he? I didn't see who came in.
They were tied.
They were tied, so he blew the game in general. Now you gave me a stat. And I'm going to ask you to give it because I forgot it. 19 games yesterday was the most.
There were 19 MLB games on Wednesday. That's the most in a single day since August 8th, 1979.
Yeah, we had, there were three rainouts the night before, so you had three doubleheaders, mm-hmm. and then you had the suspended game from the Red Sox. So it wasn't 19 games, it was 18 and three quarters, right?
Mm.
Is that technically correct? Oh, anyway.
I don't know.
No, they resumed a suspended game from the night before.
The Knicks fired Tom Thibodeau, and they hire Tom Thibodeau. We're going to talk about that at 7:15.
The black Tom Thibodeau, yeah.
but on the other side, Orioles baseball up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Fan.
And he popped him up. In the left field, Billy McKinney ends a Rangers shutout. And a Rangers series win, 6-0 Texas. Gets it done with some early offense and some brilliant pitching. And Tony Mancelino's team will head to Atlanta after dropping 2 of 3 here in the Lone Star State.
That's Kevin Brown, courtesy of Masson. Listen, Jeremy, I'm done, man. I'm done with it because here's the problem. I believe you can win some major league games by scoring 4 runs. Mm-hmm. But when you score 3 or fewer runs, you're not supposed to win those games. The Orioles have played 86 games. They scored 3 or fewer runs in almost half those games, 42 games.
It's ridiculous.
They've lost 35 of those games. I mean, they even won 7. They lost 35 of those games. They've been shut out 9 times. Okay? We keep talking about change this, change that, change this. Injuries are injuries. You can't deal with those. You know what I mean? What do you do about injuries? You can't do, especially when you bang your finger and wrench your back and things like that. But you scored 3 or fewer runs in 42 of 86 games. That is a problem. I've been saying this all season long. Pitching is, yeah, talk to me about pitching. You got 2 outstanding pitchers out. Zach Eflin's out again. I don't think he came back right from the first time he was on the IL. So you got some things going on with pitching. But you've got accomplished hitters. You got guys who've proven that they can hit Major League Baseball. But one thing that happens in baseball every so often, you've got to make some adjustments. And that's where coaching comes in. You've lost 42 games scoring 3 or fewer runs.
They're making it easy on them to make decisions.
Where is that acceptable? You've been shut out 9 out of 86 games. There are teams that go 162 games being shut out 9 times.
It's weird seeing that you have one of the worst offenses in baseball. And again, I know everybody was kind of taking that week and throwing the 22-run game in there, and all of a sudden it's like, hey, look at the number. No, come on, man. It's like people giving you batting averages of a guy that's on a hit streak. Well, he got one every damn game. What does it matter? But this is something where, like, Texas was one of the worst hitting teams, one of the worst scoring teams in all of baseball. And you've come in, and to be fair to them, they faced DeGrom two times in six games. You got Eovaldi in the other one. But God bless it. Step up somewhere. Somebody get a damn hit. Somebody, you know, like, it looks so dry out there when they're at the plate and just frustrating. When one guy's hitting, the other one's not. And they can't string together consecutive hits to have a big inning. It's been frustrating to watch this offense all year long. And as much as we bitched about pitching being a problem, I mean, you and Ed said it earlier. I'm like, man, I can't get past what Charlie Morton was doing. It's the hitting.
I've never really bitched about the pitching. Pitching is pitching. You got a second team all MLB guy on the IL with recovering from Tommy John surgery. You've got a guy who one of your top prospect on the IL for God knows what he's on the IL for. Eflin's been out. I mean, there are things to kind of, you know, you're seeing Dean Kramer get better. Charlie Morton has gotten better. The pitchers have gotten better. At some point in the season, the pitchers have gotten better. All right? So that's what hitters are supposed to do.
And that's still so with why all the injuries.
Why is it not happening? You sit there and you score two runs in the final two games of the series. Two runs. In the first nine innings of the first game, you score what? Three runs? In the first nine innings?
Mm-hmm.
So and in then 18,
they went off an extra inning.
18 innings of regulation baseball, you scored five runs.
Actually, isn't that 27 innings?
I'm sorry, you're right. 27 innings. My math.
Don't cheat them,
my
man.
Northern High School math.
No, but you were doing the. Don't cheat them. They earned that. they earned that.
If it ain't broke, you don't fix it, right? So that means if this broke, lift the hood up, man. Lift the hood up. Let's figure out what's going on because there's no way. And I know, yes, offense has injuries too, Rob. Yeah, offense does have injuries. And I've been telling you all year about the injuries. But the offense also has Jackson Holliday leading off. Ramon Laureano batting second. Gunnar Henderson batting third. All-star Ryan O'Hearn batting fourth. Couser's in the lineup. Urias is in the lineup. Mullins is in the lineup. There's enough offense in this lineup, Jeremy, not to get shut out for nine innings from Nate Eovaldi and Webb.
Yeah.
And Dunning for three. You got Dunning to pitch three innings to get a save? You got a reliever staying for three innings and he gave up two hits? There's something going on with this offense. Guys that should be doing better, guys that you expect to do. Jackson Holliday is legit. Gunnar Henderson is legit. These guys are legit. What's going on?
Well, I mean, you got a lot. Again, somebody pointed out some of the injuries too, but even with that, it's like, how do you not find ways to score runs even against bad pitching? Like, we've had games that they've made certain left-handed pitchers this year look amazing when they're not good at all. And again, like I've said this before, and I talk about it all the time in gambling, these pitchers that go out, pick anyone. Even the worst pitcher in the league is capable of going down and going out and shutting out the best lineup. It happens. I mean, we see, again, we talk about baseball teams. If you win 100 games, it means you lost 62.
Also, if you're batting 300, you got out 70% of the time.
Yeah, I mean, baseball.
It's a game of failure.
It's such a weird sport, but like a game of failure, we're the World Series champions right now in the game of failure, man. This is it's frustrating to watch. And last night, you know, like I said, I was at trivia watching the game, and part of me kind of turned away after a point. I'm like, I already know how this thing ends. I know how it ends.
Why's that?
Because we've seen it all year.
Because you know the offense is not going to be able to bounce back. You can give me one or two times that they did, but for the most part, no.
Do you remember even when they were in the rebuild, we always felt like they weren't a good team. But there was that time when they started to turn that corner and we're like, hey, man, ain't no lead insurmountable. Mm-hmm. Like, we've seen
2022.
Them come, yeah. We've seen that. And then now you get this where it's like two runs looks like seven.
Okay, so now let's fast forward. You're telling me that there is history of these hitters, some of them who are still in the lineup, history of their success, batting with runners in scoring position, moving runners. There's history of them doing all of these things. So why aren't they doing it now?
Yeah.
They're not old.
I don't like calling for people's jobs. You know when it's time. But like when Brandon Hyde got fired, how are we not firing any of the hitting coaches? I mean, what do you got, like five of them? And then the situation with Kodiak, like what is this? And again, I'm not one of these guys. everything that's going on is not the hitting coach's fault.
No, it's not.
But at some point, something's got to give. And you're not firing the players.
Philosophy, something's going on, man. I mean, that this just not clicking. Something's not clicking because I don't believe that any of these hitters were flukes. I don't believe that. Kowser is legit.
So is Westberg.
Yes, when he's out right now. But these, I mean, come on, man. You've got legitimate major league players in this lineup. Too much for this offense to play 86 games and score three or fewer runs in 42 of those games.
Isn't this just like Friday? When they hit, they don't pitch. When they pitch, they don't hit. And sometimes they don't do either. Like, you go into the cupboard, like, man, ain't nothing in here.
Nothing in here.
It's just, and we're getting to that point, too, where, you know, I know Mike Elias had said that he doesn't want to be sellers. But the more and more you're watching this lead up, it makes sense to trade off some pieces. I'm sorry. And then, hey, guess what? Bring up those young players and let them play the rest of the year. Let Kierstead go out there and embarrass himself for the rest of the year, if that's what he's going to do. But find out what you have with these guys.
I think if you let Kierstead unbutton his top button a little bit, get in that batter's box.
Oh, like, I think so, too.
If you say, look, son, let me tell you this.
You're playing every day.
For the next 10 days, sink or swim. Figure it out. Sink or swim for the next 10 days.
But here,
it's yours.
The problem that you have is you have a team that's trying to win. Okay, fair enough. Like, you have a manager that clearly wants to win. He's going to manage the win because his job is on the line. And you can't tell me any different. We've talked about this. As soon as they go and hire a new manager, they're cleaning house. There might be maybe a trainer survives or something. A new guy.
Can't let my man Tony Sanders go.
But I'm just saying, like, you're going to have a new guy coming in that is going to want to bring in his own guys. And maybe he keeps one or two of those guys that you're talking about. Maybe they convince him we really like this.
Well, maybe it's John Mabry and all of these guys are interviewing for their jobs now, and he keeps them all.
I mean, could it?
I'm politicking for it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just saying, like, the typical form and fashion for teams whenever you bring somebody new in is they want their own guys. Whether it's a GM with a manager, whether it's a manager with the rest of his coaches.
I don't want to see Marcelino go. I don't want to see Sanders go. I don't want to see French go. I don't see them go.
Yeah, but they're not putting points on the board right now, so.
You just won't let that go, will you?
No, the other thing. Hey, guys, you can call in now about Stowers. Hit a couple more home runs.
We give out shovels at 6:45, but on the other side, what's trending? O's, MLB. Orioles have at least one all-star, and he's going to start. He didn't need any help. But he got the help from you because you voted him in. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
I never thought it was going to happen. You know, I thought that was probably just a pipe dream and something that just wasn't in the cards for me. And that way, and I was completely okay with it. I think that's why I'm just shocked right now. I spent a lot of time just trying to keep my head above the water in the big leagues and just stick around as long as I possibly could. You know, to be able to say I'm a Major League All-Star I'm blown away.
Oh, congratulations to you, my friend. Congratulations to you, my friend, Ryan O'Hearn. That's courtesy of Mass. And let me give you Ryan O'Hearn's breakdown of his career.
Tickling the ivories.
In the first 342 games of his career, over 1,000 plate appearances with the Kansas City Royals. He batted .219, 38 home runs, .293 OPS, on base percentage with a .683 OPS. So they knew he could hit extra base hits. He comes to the Orioles and 326 games in only 3 years, 1,100 plate appearances, 1,000 at-bats. He's batted .280, 40 home runs, 149 RBI. On base percentage with the Baltimore Orioles, .342, OPS .797. He has truly turned his career around. Ryan O'Hearn, you deserve this. You deserve this. Take your victory lap, my friend.
Yeah, it's funny. I love Zach Ballinger, who works with Ryan Ripken on his show, and you can follow him at Zach Ballinger 18. He has some of the funniest takes and memes and stuff, and he's always talking baseball in there. Right. Here's what he wrote about Ryan O'Hearn. Just the bench platoon bat. Traded for cash considerations, DFA'd 2 days later, signed back to Baltimore and doesn't make the team out of camp. Platoon bat, gets consistent playing time, American League All-Star starter Ryan O'Hearn. How cool is that? Like, that's I think I was at home in the, is it the Rookie with Dennis Quaid came on? And it's like this guy that just, he moved to a town. He didn't have baseball. And now he's coaching baseball as an old man, 30-some years old. And it's like, you look at that path that you take, and I don't know that 3 or 4 years ago, Ryan O'Hearn could have ever expected he'd be here. But it's so cool. And it's, you can attest to this, and I think a lot of the fan base love him, but just an easy guy to root for.
Yes.
Easy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And to add to that, I told this story on air. This is the guy Ryan O'Hearn is. He was sitting in his locker. We're talking baseball. I walked away and said, hey, Rob, what are you doing tomorrow? I said, what time? Tomorrow morning, like 10, 10:30. I said, I'll be getting off from my show. Go to Boys and Girls Club with me. So I'm thinking we're going to the Boys and Girls Club to talk to the youth. This is in Tampa. It's 98 degrees outside. I get there. We're there with Westberg, our travel secretary, and a couple of trainers outside playing two games of kickball with the kids. That's who he is.
I'd have been busting those kids' asses.
We're playing. Yeah, we've tried. Don't get me wrong. We didn't give away. But I said that on top of what we talk about baseball, that's who he is, too. And I'm sitting there like I thought we were going to be inside in the air conditioning talking to these kids. But I'll play some kickball. And we had a blast. We had an absolute blast. And he was talking to the kids and encouraging the kids. He told one kid, dude, you're going to be an athlete. He said, because you know how in kickball you can throw a guy out by hitting him with the ball. This kid was running right at the ball, made a little wiggle move, and the ball would look like it went around him. He looked at the kid that stops it. Dude, I don't know what you're going to do. Slot back, basketball, all of them. But you're going to be an athlete. And the kid is looked at like, you know, I got a Major League Baseball player telling me. That was just a great experience to be a part of. And you look at that, that's the cherry on top of who he is.
Yeah, and like if you want even more – the Orioles just tweeted out, he made, the first person he called was his mom. Said, Mom, I made it.
Yeah, that was on TV last night.
Yeah, and if you haven't seen the video, I just retweeted at JCon Sports if you want to check it out. It's just really cool. And again, this has been a season where there hasn't been a lot of things to be happy about.
No,
Jackson Holliday taking the next step forward is one of those
things. He'll make the team.
I think he will, too. Like, there was a big push for Torres to be a starter, and the fact that Detroit's in first. Mm-hmm. It just, like, when you're going through and you're going second base, you're like, Detroit's in first. Who's really standing out? I mean, Jackson's having a great season, but this is first really good season.
He's having a good season. He's not having a great enough season to beat out someone who's in second, first place, who's known. Torres has a story, too.
But this is the first season that he's actually put up some numbers. So, but I think the video is so cool to see Ryan O'Hearn doing that. And for, again, a team that hasn't had much to root for, this is an easy guy.
Did I hear right that this is Francisco Lindor's first start as an all-star?
Well, let's think about it. In the American League, you had a lot of really good
shortstops. I thought I heard that early
those
day.
Years. I mean, you would have had, he crossed over with Jeter and some of those guys, right? Maybe early in his career. I'm trying to think of some of the shortstops.
Yeah, he did.
Because remember, he was with the Indians.
Is the first one, Joe? The first start. Yeah, that's what I thought I heard.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude.
How is that even possible when he almost won the MVP? But
he's a four-time All-Star, two-time Gold Glove winner, one-time Platinum Glove winner, and this is his first All-Star start. And he started in 2015, so yes, he crossed paths with some of the greats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even still, man, but that's why the fan vote is, it's just stupid. Because people don't know what, they're just, people will vote for anything. And now that MLB goes, hey, you can vote up to 10 times, they're just trying to trump up those numbers. It's like, what are we doing?
He's had years of 32 stolen bases, 40 doubles. I'm sorry, 32 home runs, 40 doubles, 22 stolen bases, 38 home runs, 25 stolen bases, 42 doubles, 44 doubles, 33 home runs. He's had those years, and he never started an All-Star game. He had a 30-30 year, 2023, where he batted. He had an 806 OPS, 31 home runs, 98 RBI, 31 stolen bases, 33 doubles. And he didn't start in the All-Star game. In fact, can I add something to that, Jeremy? That year, he didn't go to the All-Star game. Hell, was starting Jerry Cohn.
That's unreal.
He's finished in the top 10 in MVP three times as a New York Met. The only time he didn't was his first year as a New York Met.
This is his first All-Star appearance as a Met. His first. He finished in top one time. Last year, he finished second in MVP. Didn't go to the All-Star game. And he was hot at the All-Star break. Let's go to Baltimore and get Trippy. What's up, Trippy?
Hello. Hey, good morning with y'all. What's up, man?
What's up?
I came to chime in about the Orioles, man. See what I be telling y'all? What y'all say?
What are you going to tell us in 2 weeks? Something
pitching.
Different.
Listen to Rob. Hey, man, I don't think it's the pitching, man.
I've never said that. Time out, Trippy. This has been my story since April. What are you talking about? I haven't changed.
And guess what? This has been my story since last year after the playoff game.
So why are you mocking me like I just changed my story?
Hey.
What? No. Come with something.
Orioles, man.
You're mocking me like I changed my story. I've been on this since April when Jeremy said it was pitching.
See you Saturday, man. You know
you won't see me Saturday because I ain't letting your ass in.
Yeah,
we're gonna party and let you look it from the outside.
Trippy, you'll be
dumb crap.
Trippy, you'll be my plus one.
Rob, trying to mocking me for something I said the whole year.
Well, I love that Trippy. Remember, we just had this conversation where Trippy was like, "Man, they're done," and he called back in. He goes, "All right, they're back. I'm with them." And then all of a sudden, it's nah. That's the roller coaster ride that is the Baltimore Orioles this year.
Did the Knicks replace the previous coach with the exact same coach? We'll talk about that at 7:15. But on the other side, Jeremy Conn, I'm giving you give out shovels, man.
Yeah, my shovel's going to go to, and I hate doing this because it's a necessity, but the road workers. Like, I'm coming to work this morning.
It ain't always a necessity, bro.
And it's not just the road workers. It's the people driving as well because they don't know what the hell they're doing. But this morning on 695 coming around from Glen Burnie, they shut down two lanes because they're paving the roads, which is it's great. How the hell you have two lanes shut down when drive time's coming up in the morning on a Thursday? I mean, could have done it on a holiday weekend, but you know, whatever. That being said, there were some things that happened this morning and yesterday that drive me insane about this, and I'll tell you.
Shovels up next on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Time to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text. 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMX. 1057 The Fan. What's going on, man? You should get your shovel.
My shovel goes to the road work that's going on. We've had stuff going on 695 forever. I think they started working on the Falls Road right here. God, when was it? When Reagan was in office. Because they're quartering off areas and doing it. It's crazy. I've said this before. I don't understand when you're setting up the cones how you don't give people directions. Because it should be self-explanatory sometimes, but people are stupid. Just flat out stupid when they're out there. And then this morning, they shut down two of the lanes. As soon as you come off of 97 to get on 695, the two left-hand lanes are shut down. And it's okay. Okay, you got two lanes to go through. There should be zero traffic, by the way, guys. But there's so many people going 10 miles an hour because they don't know what to do. The cones that are going down the line so you don't go into the other lane, they're in your lane.
Yeah, they are.
They're in your lane. So now people are bleeding over into the other lane. They're not sure. Is it going to one lane? You got some people driving in the middle of the road. They don't know what to do. And as I'm looking at it, I'm going, what is this? There's no rhyme or reason. And you're not explaining it. Like, you literally get off 97. It's like, oh, here we are. There's one and a half lanes. There's two. And they do the same thing. It really pisses me off on this old Pimlico Road right behind work. Yeah. Because when I leave here, I actually go down that road. They've been working on it. The other day, they just had cones set up all the way down. I mean, from the start to the finish, it felt like, after you get it past the roundabout. They don't tell you where to go. I have somebody headed straight at me. And I'm going, you're on the wrong side of the road. Don't you see the cones next to us that you're supposed to be driving down? And it's like, I'm not trying to attack the state highway. I mean, they're doing a great job. The guys that are holding the signs that say slow and they have to spin it and it says stop, they deserve 6 to 7 figures a year if they're not getting it, because you couldn't pay me enough to do that boring ass job. That being said, man, there has to be somebody there that's looking at it going, okay, we need to stop this ahead of this light. We need to show these people. There should be somebody here telling people where to go. It's just trash. I mean, trying to figure out what you're supposed to do on the road is ridiculous. And as we said, you got stupid people already.
See, Jeremy, you're missing the opportunity, though.
What?
At 5 o'clock in the morning, you know what I do with those cones?
Hmm?
I go back to my police academy days and I serve those bad boys, man. I'm in and out,
I wish I would have, man.
You're missing the opportunity. Mm. My shovel goes to the people who are reacting on either extreme of this P. Diddy trial. Listen, let me say this first of all. And Jeremy, we talked about this. I did not think it was enough to warrant trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
I did not think so. Just based on the evidence that you heard. But this has become akin to the O.J. Simpson trial, where your victory is not really in justice, it's in other things.
Like,
he's guilty of a lot of things. I just didn't think he was guilty of trafficking. I just didn't. But many of you have you don't care about justice. You're on one extreme to the other for your own personal reasons. And this is obvious. It is. I spoke with someone who, he's innocent. Yeah, of what?
But what are you celebrating?
And who are these people putting the oil outside of the courthouse?
They're putting baby oil outside of their, Diddy's free.
Dunking yourself with baby oil?
Man, here's what I don't get. He's not a good person. And you know that from all the stuff that's been leaked out.
But I don't think he was guilty of trafficking.
That's fine. He got guilty of the prostitution thing. Yeah. And he's just going to get the slap on the wrist. And he might even be free by whoever knows. We'll find out what this ends up being.
I think because you had him in without bail on that charge, that steep charge, he's going to get a lot of time.
But then
served.
People started going after Cassie for writing a letter saying that she hopes he doesn't get bail. She wrote a letter to the judge. I don't know how that gets leaked out.
Yeah.
But and then people are going, oh, see, she just hates him. Wait, wouldn't you? He beat her ass.
Yeah, you saw the film. That's my point. People are defending for reasons that have nothing to do with justice.
He's a garbage human being. And I think 50 Cent was right.
He said
Rob.
It best. He said, 50, this is New York Post. 50 Cent congratulates rival Diddy for not guilty verdict on top charges. Calls him the gay John Gotti. This is in the New York Post. I didn't make this up. And let me say this first of all. I'm not a Diddy fan. I wasn't a Diddy fan before the charges. I wasn't. I was not Team Bad Boy. The only thing Bad Boy I really liked was Biggie. But during the East Coast, West Coast thing, I didn't appreciate Biggie as much because I sided
with Pop. 112? That's where the players dwell.
Yeah.
I love me some 112.
I kind of forget that they are bad boys. But, yeah, I was like during the height of the East Coast, West Coast thing, I secretly listened to Biggie because I was all Team West Coast, man.
Really?
I was. Oh, man. I
loved Biggie.
Tupac and Dr. Dre? Back in the day, Tupac and Doc. Number one, Tupac would rap My Pain.
Mm-hmm.
Keep Your Head Up stop me from committing suicide. No doubt. Stop me from committing suicide. And so Pac was like, Pac and I went to the same middle school. Well, I wasn't buddies with him, but you know, it was kind of a, more of a personal thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was after, I think Life After Death kind of drew me in to really appreciate Biggie. Because I like Life After Death better than the first one. I do.
I love him, but I love all of it. Like, yeah. It's like, I just think that guy was so damn good. And it makes you, it's one of those things with like these artists that die early. And even like, I think about comedians, it's like, what type of work would they, like my favorite comedian died early. His name was Bill Hicks. He died of pancreatic cancer, was a smoker. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I wonder what he would be saying about politics today.
I wonder what Pac and Biggie would be saying about the world today.
Yep.
Yeah, so, yeah, did he not guilty on the trafficking charges?
I've never celebrated somebody being not guilty in a situation like this. Like, I don't get it. I don't get, like, why are you happy that he got off?
You never had a family member on trial?
No.
Was not guilty?
No, I don't. No, I haven't.
I've had family members on trial. All of them were guilty, though, so I couldn't celebrate.
I was testifying against him.
Oh, man. It was tough, but for me, yeah, I'll tell that story off air. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 7:15, the Knicks fire Tom Thibodeau, and they hire Tom Thibodeau. We'll talk about that then. On the other side, in a cold-as-balls interview with Kevin Hart, Lamar said he still has work to do on his leadership skills. Do you agree? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast. Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.